You're listening to SBS News.
100 years on, dignitaries from around the world joined together in northern France to commemorate the Battle of Amiens. About 9,000 Allied troops, including 2,000 Australians, launched the pivotal World War I battle on August 8, 1918. It changed the course of the war, with the comprehensive Allied victory finally convincing German commanders they could not win. Prince William, British Prime Minister Theresa May, Australia's Veteran Affairs Minister Darren Chester, and former German President Joachim Gauck were among those attending the service at Amiens Cathedral. They were joined by the relatives of soldiers who served and died in the conflict. Prince William says the battle forged an unbreakable tie between the Allied forces.
Today we return to learn more about the experience of those involved during the historic summer of 1918. To honour the fallen of all nations, to commemorate all those who participated in this great endeavour, and to celebrate the bonds of friendship which unite our nations.
The battle marked the start of what would later be dubbed the Hundred Days Offensive. Troops from the British Empire and France took part, including 5 Australian divisions under the command of Sir John Monash. Major General Gavin Reynolds from the Australian Defence Force read the letter Sir Monash wrote to diggers the day before the battle began.
Because of the completeness of our plans and dispositions, of the magnitude of the operations, of the number of troops employed, and of the depth to which we intend to overrun the enemy's positions, this battle will be one of the most memorable of the whole war. Every man will carry on to the utmost of his powers until his goal is won.
Monash was right. Australian and Canadian forces would advance 12 kilometres into German-occupied territory in just one day, as historian from Britain's Imperial War Museum, Laura Clouting, explains.
Battle of Amiens in 1918 is a key pivot point, a turning point for the Allied forces. It's a decisive victory for them, a huge advance. 8 miles are taken on the very first day, but really what's so successful about this battle is that it is a dramatic blow to the German force. They are knocked out, their firepower is effectively destroyed in this area.
But victory came at a cost, with 44,000 Allied casualties, including 2,000 Australians. British Prime Minister Theresa May read an extract from the war memoirs of the man who held her office a century ago, David Lloyd George.
The reports of the battle received by the cabinet from the front showed how little even the victors understood the immense effect of the triumph they had won. It revealed to friend and foe alike the breakdown of the German power of resistance.
For descendants of soldiers, the service was a moving experience. Dave Slater's grandfather Tom survived both the Battle of Amiens and World War I. But he says the war was always a difficult topic to discuss.
Typical of that generation, they said nothing about their experiences in that war. It was only afterwards, maybe 10 years ago, that I started researching it and trying to find out what my grandfather did. And only then did I find out that he had a brother who had died.
The commemoration of the Battle of Amiens is the first of several to be held in the lead-up to the centenary of Armistice Day in November. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.